Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we visit with Ryan Spence to talk about Midwestern State women's soccer, which continues to roll and playing especially well at home. It's now a 17-game home unbeaten streak, and they were home this past weekend to take on UT Tyler. Got a 1-1 draw out of that match. What was your impression of the way you played and the impression of the result that you got out of that game?
I think, you know, watching it back, I know the girls, you know, they're a little frustrated, which is good. I mean, I think the great thing about the girls we have now is they've always rebounded when something maybe doesn't go their way. And they're angry after the game. They didn't get the win. And I'm like, man, that's good. That's a good feeling to not be satisfied. I think we should have had two goals in the first half. We kind of let go. One went off the, I think two of them went off the post with Brinkley and
Romano.
Ali Romano, yep. And then we had a couple half chances as well. So if we would have been up 1-2 at half, it wouldn't have been anything new. Normally we've been making those lately, but no, I thought first half, I think we maybe had the edge. Second half, I think it was pretty matched. Tyler made some adjustments. They're a good team. They fought hard. They were good winning balls. They were throwing numbers centrally. They adjusted against us a bit and, kind of put us in a different spot.
They came out and they got four shots on goal early in the match. Very few teams have been able to do that against you. Yeah. What were they doing differently?
They were winning headers. They were winning balls that were played. They were getting on the second ball. We were struggling a little bit kind of figuring out the spacing of their central players. And kind of we watched some film today and they kind of see how, oh, okay, maybe it was a little easier. Maybe we were making it seem like we were. We just weren't. Our eyes weren't going in the directions they needed to go to see things. But no, they adjusted. Tyler adjusted really well. Put us in a bit of a situation where we need to have a little bit of a second level of movement and stuff like that, which we'll figure that out.
But you did adjust as the game went on because they didn't get any, if any, more shots on goal. I still think you're five or less in all but the opening match of the season.
Yeah. I mean, defenders are doing good. Midfielders, wingers, they did an okay job on positioning things. It's just, I told them at the end of the game, your last game this year is going to be a dogfight. Whether you win it, lose it, tie it into PKs, or you know, like it's going to be a dogfight. Whether it's a tournament game, whether it's a national tournament game, if we can get lucky to get in there, it's going to be hectic. It's going to be crazy. People are going to throw numbers, things. You're going to hear us coaches yell and organize. Girls are going to be yelling and organize on the field. Like, it's going to be chaos. Gave up a goal. They scored. It was a good shot. A little bit from our mistakes. I think we made like 6 or 7 mistakes on that one play. And what we've been telling the girls, like, we're not giving up goals off of their brilliance. It's off of 5 or 6 bad decisions or just not good enough decisions, and then they end up scoring. So if you fix one of those bad 5 or 6, the goal doesn't happen.
But were you pleased with the way the girls adjusted as the match went on Sunday?
Yes and no. I think they knew coming into this game if they could nab a victory here, it was going to set them up real nice for the regional stuff. But I think at the end of the day, the tie didn't hurt us. It kind of helped us a bit, and it helped them a lot. They got a little bit more points off it because it was an away game. But again, Tyler's going to be in the mix at the very end. Hopefully, same thing with us. But the adjustment, it was a dogfight. Like it's always with Tyler. It's always a close game.
It's actually when you look at the history of the series, and you've never lost to them. This was the second time you've had a draw. You've beaten them 6 times, but every game is a 1-goal game or a draw.
Yeah, both games. I mean, most of the games we play against them, it could go either way, and we've been fortunate enough to have the luck on our side during this run. But again, none of the games have been – they've all been 1-goal difference, if any. So, yeah, Tyler's always going to be – people ask me, what do you think about this game? I was like, it doesn't matter what I think. It's Tyler versus Midwestern. Like, it's always going to be a hard game.
Why is it that you've been able to come out on top in that series?
I don't know. I can't answer that for you. We've just maybe put away a couple chances that but they haven't been able to. So, yeah, to answer that, same thing with kind of Texas women's. You kind of don't know, like, well, why can either of us win those games? It's always just, it's always a nail biter at the end, and we both get out with a draw, and yeah.
You've got UT Permian Basin coming in this week for a midweek match. It'll be a Wednesday match at 5 o'clock at Stang Park. On paper, it looks like a match where you can really impose your will. Do you see it that way?
Well, they're not giving up as many goals.
They're
as,
not giving up goals. You're right about that. They're not giving up goals. They're not scoring goals, but they're not giving up a lot either.
I think teams maybe are overlooking them, and that's where the extra stress levels are coming in. You know, they played Angelo State the last game. They lost 2-0. Angelo had plenty of chances to score, and they didn't do it. And then it kind of just magnifies the stress. They've got a player or two that can hurt you. They've got a number 10 play centrally. She's got a good shot from distance. Other than that, they just kind of they try to do patterns, try to move with each other, try to make it a bit difficult. But they're not giving up a lot of goals. So that's going to be the thing is, can we create as many chances as we can against them?
Yeah, coming in, they've only allowed 14 goals. Now they've only scored 10 goals, and I think they've been shut out 10 times this year.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, there's a couple of girls who are playing pretty well for them. Cassandra Ramirez has got 3 goals and 3 assists, so she's been in on 6 of their 10 goals. And then Michaela Correll has been in on she scored twice, and Allison Reed, the number 10 you mentioned, has scored a couple of goals as well.
Yeah, and she's no stranger to the Lone Star. She was at Angelo State 2 years ago. And then I think injury had her out this last year or something like that. But then she's over there, and she's got a shot on her. In the women's game, if you've got someone who can shoot from within 30 yards, you've got a chance at any moment. So defenders, holding mids, got to be prepared to step from long-range shots.
So I'm trying to make some sense out of the LSC standings because of an odd number of games we're going on, points per game. Right now it looks like you're second, kind of knotted with UT Dallas, trailing Dallas Baptist. But it's kind of a bottleneck there.
Yeah, it's DBU's kind of got the driver's seat right now. And then the rest of it's just kind of – I wish they still had the points on there. They take the points off.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing when the normal person's looking and seeing point like – you know, so.
And I'm not quite normal, so it's really tough for me.
But it's tough, man. I mean, there's – I mean, you look at all the way through, 8 teams make the conference tournament. You look at from 10 up – It's a jumble.
You had talked in our last 2 podcasts about the importance of that stretch of the season. Now that we're through that stretch, what's your assessment of it?
Looking back, you take it. I mean, you got a road game at St. Mary's, a draw. Yeah, you wish you would have done a bit better to steal that game, but get maybe a late goal that we could have had, should have had. And then Angela did really well, of course, here. And then Tyler, yes. If you had told me we would have won, well, one win and tie both, tie 2 of them, I'd probably be okay with it. I'm not, because there could have been a chance we could have had all 3, and we'd be really in the driver's seat with regional stuff. So we kind of made it a little bit more of a fight here at the end of the year, which is what it is. It happens every year like this.
Well, you've got some girls who are really starting to step up here over the last couple of weeks. Marlena Mirvold, Lilia Bessenden, they're scoring regularly, and Mabel Pruder's now an assist-a-game type player for you.
I think the big thing is, no matter how good or bad we play, 3 center mids can score goals, you know, whether it's from a set piece or just picking up a second ball or a corner kick. Like, I think that's the difference in the team we've got now is, no matter how the flow of the game is going, a team is always going to know we're going to have a chance to score. I think we've scored a set piece in every game the last, 5 or 6 games. So you have to prepare for more than just the play on the field. You got to prepare for the ball when it's out of bounds. So hopefully it gives us a different level in extra weapons that we maybe haven't had in the past.
It's hard to believe that this game coming up Wednesday, that's your last home game of the regular season.
Yep.
Season flies by, doesn't it?
Yeah, hopefully we kind of handle business and give us a chance to get another one here to host a quarterfinal game of the conference tournament. But, yeah, it's one game. It's funny. We finally now start playing some home games, and now it's done.
And you just mentioned it, but the potential is there to have a conference tournament game here. That should be quite a scene if you can make it happen.
Well, if it matches the atmosphere of what we had last year against St. Mary's, it'll be fun.
And again, here at D.L. Ligon Coliseum, we call it Dome Magic. I don't know what we call it at Stang Park, but whatever you want to call it, you've got it.
I'll let you come up with a name for that.
But Stang Park's been a fortress. Nobody's been able to come in there and beat you in more than 2 years now. So anytime you're at home, you got to like your chances.
Yep. I guess everyone's got really comfy beds. Everyone wakes up all happy, I guess, is how that works.
This past week going into the UT title game, it was kind of we were trying to go off weather forecast and schedule the game, and it created some confusion, some indecisiveness about where we were going to play. How much did that hurt preparation?
I don't think any, because at the end of the day, the girls don't see that. So they don't know what's going on. They're just kind of told what to do, and we do it. And we moved that game pretty early so they could at least prepare for it. But maybe the length of the time, we had a half week off last week, so maybe the length of time off maybe made us a little bit less sharp. So, but other than that, no, it's another game.
We did get a fair amount of rain. It wasn't excessive. How'd the field hold up?
It did all right. I mean, it kind of was more torn up from the game before. But no, it should be good.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Eastern New Mexico game, because we won't talk before then, but you'll be at Greyhound Stadium on Saturday. And that's another game. On paper, it looks good for Midwestern State.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is we handle business tomorrow on Wednesday, handle business, and then you can move on to that one. They're not scoring as many goals. Again, got to be sharp. It's not always easy playing in Portales. It just got to handle our business, do our roles. Don't do too much. Just do what we're trying to do, and don't think you're out there, oh, I got to go get my goals now. I got to go get me a hat trick. Like, no, that's that's not what this is. I think our girls are pretty grounded. That won't happen.
It's important to stay in good form, though, because you've got that game with Dallas Baptist coming up at the end of the year. I would suspect you'd like to see the team playing well this week in preparation for that game.
Yeah, no, I mean, these two games, they're massive. You know, we can't drop these games. And just do what we're supposed to do, and that's kind of what our mindset is.
That's kind of what you've been doing all year long, and it's been fun to watch. Thanks for doing the podcast, Ryan.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Spence, the women's head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University. Make your plans to be at Stang Park at 5 o'clock Wednesday as UT Permian Basin will visit, and that is the home finale before Midwestern State plays at Eastern New Mexico on Saturday, and then next Tuesday at Patriot Soccer Field, a 7 o'clock game against Dallas Baptist. Could be a pair of unbeaten teams in the Lone Star Conference meeting in that final game before the LSC postseason tournament. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and bring a couple of friends to Stang Park. I'm Pete Stein. So long.